Choose life. Choose life was a well-meaning slogan from the 1980s anti-drug campaign, and we used to add things to it. So I say, for example, choose designer laundry in the vain hope of kicking some life back into a dead relationship. Choose handbags, choose high heel, choose cashmere and silk to make yourself feel for what passes for happy. Choose an iPhone made in China by a woman who jumped out of a window and stick it in the pocket of your jacket fresh from a South Asian fire trap. Choose Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram and a thousand other ways to spew your bile because people you've never met. Choose updating your profile, tell the world what you had for breakfast and hope that someone somewhere cares. Choose looking up old flames, desperate to believe that you don't look as bad as they do. Choose life blogging from your first wank till your last breath, human interaction reduced to nothing more than data. Choose 10 things you never knew about celebrities who've had surgery. Choose screaming about abortion, choose rape jokes, slut shaming, revenge porn, and an endless tide of depressing misogyny. Choose the same for your kids, only worse, and maybe tell yourself that it's better that they never happened. And then sit back and smother the pain with an unknown dose of an unknown drug made in somebody's fucking kitchen. Choose unfulfilled promises and wishing you've done it all differently. Choose never learning from your own mistakes and choose watching history repeat itself. Choose the slow reconciliation towards what you can get rather than what you always hoped for. Settle for less and keep a brave face on it. Choose disappointment and choose losing the ones you love, and as they fall from view, a piece of you dies with them. Until you can see that one day in the future, piece by piece, they will all be gone and there be nothing left of you to call alive or dead. Choose your future. Choose life, Veronica.